I'd like to introduce now Bill Emerson. You have a guitar player? Come on. Here we go. Mr. Wallen. Yeah. Quick announcement coming up.
First of all, let's all give Roger Sprung a big hand. I think he's doing a fine job. Secondly, I'd like to announce right now that the concession stands are open. We have hamburgers and hot dogs and barbecue, and I think the chicken's coming in, and the Brunswick stew is going to get cooked today, and there's going to be all kinds of food to eat. Number two, I'd like to mention just once again, and I hope this isn't getting tiresome. You'll hear it a few more times this weekend, but everybody that comes into the festival from now on, Friday through Monday, has to have a ticket.
Alrighty. Okay. Bill?
Yes.
Does anybody want Bill to play anything? It was Sweet Dixie? Why? What?
Is it?
I can do it some other way that he does it. Well, it's a good piece. Why is it so interesting? What?
It's a different style on the banjo, Roger. It's got a lot of pull-offs. It's almost a continual pull-off on the first string.
Can you show us?
Yeah, I can do a little of it there. Let me get clamped up here in another key, and I'll do it.
I play it. I really love this song. I think it's the biggest song since Earl's early tunes, this one here.
I'll pay you after we get
No, it's true. Oh, I would never say so. I'm known for these songs. I play, but I don't do all that fancy. And the rockets red glare.
If you want to play mine, you can.
Friends, roll. You want to play what?
Riding the Waves.
Riding the Waves?
Yeah,
that's an old Osborne, isn't
it? Play, I don't know. John Hardy or anything, I guess.
John, all right.
He said he didn't know Riding Waves, so we'll just play something.
I'm not sure myself, but I can. Right. Nothing. We need guitar. Man.
Did I ever borrow your guitar?
Oh, I see. All right, well.
Obviously, something else.
What's it going to be?
John Hardy.
John Hardy. Here we go. What kind of banjo is this?
Orpheum.
It's an Orpheum banjo? Sounds nice. Very nice. Looks like one of those old ball bearing.
Yeah. I got a bearing ring. Yeah.
It's a ball bearing ring on the inside, which means it's on what, springs and balls? And there's a tone ring that floats on these balls and springs. Usually in the old days when they had the springs and the balls there and the string sat on it, it was done with a calfskin head, and when it got damp, the head would rise because the springs would push the whole head up. I had one like that for about five years. It was real nice tone. Fine. How about playing one more?
Okay, let me get my
Cripple Creek. Yeah. You like Cripple Creek? All right. Any questions? Anybody have any questions at all about that? Nothing? All right. Thanks, bud.
Okay.
We're going to have... Bill? Bill Emerson.
Walden here. I believe I'm back in tune.
Back to Sweet Dixie?
Right. Which part? I'm pulling off on the first. Huh? No. It just sometimes it sounds a little dead, but I don't deaden it on purpose. Anybody else? Somebody wanted that theme time. Because it was given to me by Fender, but I like it. I think it's got a clearer sound, and it's not only that, but it's louder. It's got more volume.
I've heard that the new Master,
the new Master Tone.
The you mean the $800 Gibson, or just the Master Tone?
Yeah.
Have they changed the peg head on it?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I played one of the $800 jobs recently, you know, and it was real, real good. It had a thick shell on the inside. It was made like the old ones, and it sounded good, too. So I don't know. They might have changed them. They needed to do something real bad there because they were putting out an inferior product.
Any other questions? How about comparing that to a Baldwin?
I think Baldwin's is a good banjo. I would compare them favorably with one another.
That's good. Personally. All righty. Don Reno.
Greetings.
This is the first time I had a chance to talk to you over a microphone here. And I like people to play in the workshop something that the people may be interested in as far as technique or originality or something which he's loaded with. Hmm. What do you think the people would like?
Well,
what would you like to hear?
Well, for God's sakes, we'll wait a little bit on Little Rock. Let me limber up here a minute. It takes. Cumberland Gap over there. We'll try that, and then
can some people have with you?
In a little bit. Yeah. First of all, I'd like to say welcome to everybody here, and it's good to see all of you. I hope you're feeling good. Whew. Anybody got any suntan lotion they don't need? You see me after this? Twin banjo, I like twin fiddles, instruments, any kind.
Any kind of music, but music is wonderful.
Bill here plays a good lead for a tenor, I'll tell you that.
What must we do?
Well, let's see.
One thing, we don't always have a chance to play, you know, different good pickers playing.
Jesse James.
come by on.
Question over here.
No, would you like to hear the tenor part by itself? All right. Well, that's a new twist. I never tried that before, but we'll try anything once. And somebody ain't loaded for bear here and shoot us, we'll try it again. Now, let me see here. This may sound funny.
Play that same thing again. You think you can do it exactly the way you, the way you played? Because I know if I played a high harmony tenor part on a banjo, I probably wouldn't be able to play it exactly the same way. Because I make it up as I go. Yeah. And
well, if you actually stick to strict tenor with lead, I mean, it has to be played the same way every time, the tenor part.
Right, in other words, third.
When two's working together, the lead has to play the same lead every time, and the tenor man the same tenor. If they don't know, you might hit some off note, and then you wouldn't know he was hitting it, see, and your tenor part would be wrong to that.
Okay.
I sing tenor, and it's in my head. More. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
He'll
it's a third
down.
And a fourth above the tune, generally.
And also, there's a third part. I'll play the thing slow and show you three parts. I think maybe I can do this. I don't know. Somebody want a Dixie breakdown over here. We'll try that for him. Little Rock Getaway for somebody. I don't know. may sound like Big Rock State here. I don't know.
I've got this pan hand this morning.
Yeah, Bill's been cooking. This is Bill Harrell here, and Dale and Jerry McCurry. And Mother Ryan is down washing dishes, no doubt, I guess. That's good.
Yeah, the ones I left off.
Are you ready?
About the playing, that's what it's not a concert. Yes.
I remember at the second run up there, from where I was sitting, I wasn't really sure what you were doing, but it seemed like when, say, somebody else was playing a lead part, you were doing a thing like you were holding your thumb pick and doing like a car run.
Yeah, it's a rhythm. You mean running? Let me see. Well, I'd follow the leader, I guess. It's got some of that in it. And we'll do a little bit of that, if I can remember it. Military five string, yeah, probably can. Yeah. Well, you can roll three on one string if you want to. But
when you're shooting somebody's machine gun.
I do a lot of drop down with the thumb and
I'm
I'll try to get William to answer your questions.
Military is high or something.
We have a lot of people coming up. We have, and I hope we have a lot of questions to be asked. Have you got one? Yes.
It's a split second timing. You hit the string with your thumb pick and then bring the front finger up, and it's got to be a split second timing. If you don't, well, you'll get two fingers on the string at the same time and deaden it out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, the left hand, let me see.
Searches for the note.
Yes, sir. Let's see. I think that's probably what I'm doing with it. There's a little pull over the left, too, on some time. In case you do miss it down here, you can pull it off up here. I keep telling myself. Let's
Don,
see. Put a little patty on the turnpike for you, and I'll show you what I mean.
Close. We're going to have a mass band towards the end. I didn't say mess, I said mass.
Yeah. I would like to say I enjoyed playing for you wonderful people, and we hope you have a great time here at the Bluegrass Festival, and I know all the entertainers that are here will do their dead level best to make it a very enjoyable weekend for you. Thank you.
Don, I'm sure all the people, including myself, enjoy having you here as well as everybody else. Really, he's fantastic, isn't he? We're gonna, there's more people, and don't go too far, Don. Don't go too far.
Something like that.
You play it, Butch?
Can I have your first string?
Doug's doing it. Getting set up for a mass band. So all banjo players that are around, come by, because we're gonna start a little bit of the Lonesome Road Blues. Donald, little Lonesome Road?
Yeah, we'll save you some.
Here we go. Thank you. All the banjo players are here now.
Sir?
Should we take one more? Do one more, or should we just wait for
one more?
Should we do one more? What should we do? Anybody? We don't know what to play. Anybody know what we should play? What about Grandfather's Clock or something like that?
Yeah.
Grandfather's Clock? No? I've never seen such a lively bunch of banjo players in my whole world here.
John Henry.
All right. The oldest boys know so many in all their ways. They each have their own songs. Well, John Henry is always a good one. Don, you want to kick it off? Nice medium pace.
John Henry.
Thank you.
The banjo players are here. If you want them, grab them. Thank you very much for your kind attendance.